Hi, Kevin McCullough. In this day and age, with all the worries, all the riots, all the violence, all the COVID, everything you're facing, it's never been more important to get a good night's rest. And you need every advantage in getting the deepest, most sound sleep you can possibly get. That's why I'm thrilled that my friend Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to make sure you can deeper, faster, and longer than ever before. That's why he's offering the buy one, get one free offer on the Giza sheets. That's why he continues to offer you the lowest price on the best selling pillow of all time. And all MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials for the buy one, get one free offer. That's MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials for your buy one, get one free on the Giza sheets, the special price on the pillows, etc. You can also dial 800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about what would happen in the event of a national financial downturn. And guess what? It's here. The markets have erased all of its profits since the last election. And in just a few weeks, you saw a bull market get wiped out completely. Are you prepared? Are you prepared to take even deeper losses on your paper investments? This is one of the reasons why I've been telling you, you need to get the information about the coming bail-in from David Fisher and Landmark Capital. You also need to be hedging some of the protection of your portfolio with things that won't go down every time the market gets a flutter. Paper always does, but gold won't. And that's why I'm buying my gold these days with Landmark Capital. Call them today and have them assess your portfolio. Figure out if you're protected. And if you're not, ask them how to get you on a plan to do just that. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Ancestry, the global leader in family history and consumer genomics, released results of a survey commissioned to understand how consumers viewed their health risks during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to results, almost half of all Americans and nearly 50% of parents said the COVID-19 pandemic has increased their interest in understanding their possible genetic health risks. Dr. Ron Park, Executive Vice President of Health and DNA at Ancestry.
The COVID-19 pandemic has made clear to many people the importance of taking proactive actions to protect their health and their family's health. The survey shows that this applies to not only concerns specific to COVID-19, but also other health issues, such as genetic risks.
Ancestry Health, launched last year to increase access to personalized preventive health care, will soon be powered by next-generation sequencing, an advanced technology that provides a comprehensive analysis of inherited health risks. Visit ancestry.com/health.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. In this day and age, with all the worries, all the riots, all the violence, all the COVID, everything you're facing, it's never been more important to get a good night's rest. And you need every advantage in getting the deepest, most sound sleep you can possibly get. That's why I'm thrilled that my friend Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to make sure you can deeper, faster, and longer than ever before. That's why he's offering the buy one, get one free offer on the Giza sheets. That's why he continues to offer you the lowest price on the best selling pillow of all time. And all MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials for the buy one, get one free offer. That's MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials for your buy one, get one free on the Giza sheets, the special price on the pillows, etc. You can also dial 800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I was a fighter in the 70s, and when the 2000s hit, I had my shoulder operated on, and I'm thinking, okay, here it comes. And I heard the commercials, and I thought, well, I might as well try this. I had retired from teaching karate in the late 90s, and right now I'm teaching again every week since I've been taking Balance of Nature. I'm back at it, and I'm actually sparring with these kids. I'll be 65 in June. It's almost like your body's been starving for this. And you start feeding it, and then everything starts reversing itself. It's just a great thing. I'll keep being one of your preachers of this because it just works. And I can't thank Balance of Nature enough.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KMC.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, in the midst of the hurricane, in the midst of another spending proposal, in the midst of so much that is going on, Kevin McCullough returns to the microphone. It's good to be home as we kick off Kevin McCullough Radio. We've got a lot to get to. Breaking news, what it means, why it matters, right now.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
You know, something's very interesting about going on vacation when you are a radio talk show host that is on the air 7 days a week, basically. Yes, because my weekend show airs late into Saturday and on to early Sunday on some of the networks. I'm literally on the air 7 days of the week. Some of my syndicated stuff replaying multiple times over the weekend. Some of my town hall and Christian Outlook and other stuff, kind of all parts of the day or night. I mean, I get people saying that they hear me all over the place at all kinds of different times. So when you step away from that, and when you get away from that for a period of time, it's like taking a really big, deep breath after you've been doing something really hard for a while. And you don't realize how much you need to exhale until you've done it a little bit. And I just want to say thank you to everybody that made it possible for me to do that. The bosses, Jerry Crowley and Phil Boyce, give me permission to take off. The people like Joe Borelli and Frank Morano and Chef David Burke. I mean, you're talking about really busy people giving up parts of their days and time to come over and fill in for me while I'm gone. I'm just grateful that we have such interesting people to do that, but also ones that that equally care about telling you the truth and getting to the crux of what's happening each day, which is what this show's about. When I step away and come back, I'm always reminded of what the mission of why Kevin McCullough Radio exists. And it's very simply to tell you what the breaking news is, to give you some idea of what it means, and then hopefully to also help you understand why it matters to you. And if we do that on a daily basis, like Harker Brothers Research says, 94% of you say you want more of it. And that's my goal. My goal is to just make sure that you're getting more each day. And while I'm gone, it is very hard for me not to pick up the phone and just be constantly tweeting and looking at the news. And I got suckered in. I will admit, I was on the Outer Banks, and I didn't think the internet was going to work, and it totally did. And I ended up having this really good connection in the house that we stayed at and so forth. And I ended up finding myself in the crosshairs of the hydroxychloroquine debate all over again. And there's not even a debate to be had. But there are still people lying about the effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine, saying that it doesn't work. There's people that are motivated, I think, financially and otherwise, to see it not succeed. And if you look at the countries that have all used it in the early stages of the process, their death per millions rate is infinitesimal compared to ours. I'm not going to go down that path right now. There was, though, a headline that got me hard yesterday. I mean, it just smacked me right in the face. I took it very personally because on the New York Post front cover of the Sunday edition on August 2nd, we had already eclipsed more shootings than for all of 2019. And for Mayor de Blasio to be now chastised today that somebody poured red and white paint on a Black Lives Matter mural, mural somewhere painted on the street somewhere in New York, which, friends, I believe in the value of every human life. I believe that every black life is extraordinarily valuable and gracious and special to God. I don't think we should be spending one dime of that yellow paint putting Black Lives Matter on any of the streets in New York. And if you're going to put that there, I don't see how you can be against other African-Americans who have come over and then put other colors of paint over that because they don't like the message or they don't like the inference that Black Lives Matter speaks for all black people. Because Black Lives Mattering as a state of being is one thing. The organization, the Marxist, anarchist, violence-prone organization that it is something else. And most black people that I know don't want to have anything to do with BLM. It's really weird. If you go through my social media feed, you'll find far more white suburban people that are all verklempt about BLM than you find any of my urban black friends. And I think that I was just having this conversation with an old friend from Texas last night on social media. But she's a graduate of West Point and did some engineering work for them. And she sent me a little note. She said, "What do you make of the election? Where do we stand?" And I said, "You know, I think that Trump's in pretty good situation. I don't think that if the election was held today, I think he wins 38 to 40 states. And even though none of the polls show that, and by the way, there's a reason none of the polls show that. The polls don't show that because they're misweighting the polls. There's two battleground state polls out today and two national polls out today. And they're all like, "Oh, look, Trump trails in North Carolina, a state he won in 2016. But did you know that at the beginning of August in 2016, Hillary Clinton had a 4-point lead on Donald Trump, which is exactly what that poll shows today. And do you know what the weighting of that poll was? 39% Democrat. Now, you misweight a poll and you give Republicans under 20% and you give Democrats 39% in a poll that does not reflect the makeup or the constitution of that population. And Biden's only eking out a 4-point lead right now. When you have the scales cheated in your favor and he's only eking out the same size lead that Hillary Clinton had in 2016. Tell me where the mass panic is here, guys. This election, our city, the mayor, the issue of Black Lives Matter, the issue of the violence that has gone unhinged in New York. All of this is coming down to a massive worldview equation. And it is this. Do you want to live in the most dangerous, most chaotic, least orderly world on planet Earth? Or do you want law and order? Do you want a rule of law? Do you want a just judiciary? Do you want laws made by we the people and enforced by we the people? Do you want someone who's going to fight to give you the rights or to affirm the rights, rather, that God has given you? Or do you want the AOCs and the Bill de Blasios of this world propping up the empty suit that is Joe Biden and saying, "We're going to mass control everybody"? If you're all good with lockdown, if you think that this, what we've had for the last 26 weeks, is the most awesome thing you've ever experienced, you're going to love AOC's America. But most of us don't. Little funny thing. Our village did a poll of the parents in the school system. And my bride was really freaked out about this. She's like, what if our school system just wants to go back? What if all of the voters, all the Karens in our universe want the schools to just stay remote? And when they revealed, and we live in a fairly, I would say, socially left of center community. When they revealed the findings that 83% of the parents in the school district believe that schools should be open and life should be getting to back to normal, it was a huge reminder to me that what you see as normal right now is not what normal is, and people don't want this kind of normal. We don't want New York City with more shootings today than they had all of last year. And we're going to have to do something about that. That's why I was thrilled to see the article in the New York Post yesterday about John Catsimatidis saying if he has to spend $100 million to do it, he'll do it. Friends, we've got to reclaim common sense, and we've got to take back the sanity of our daily existence. And when we do, we can't let the other side even breathe. Because if you give them an inch, they're going to take 15 miles, and they cannot be trusted. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you are continuing to hear about the COVID crisis around the world, you need to understand that it is more important now than ever before that you are active in promoting your own immune system. Your strong immune system is the best defense against a virus doing something bad to your body. And that's why no other product that I've ever used myself, nor heard or seen the research of, has ever done as good of a job for me personally as Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables. By consuming more fruits and vegetables, you are getting everything you need in your immune system to be stronger. And right now, you can do it for 35% off the new preferred order and get free shipping. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and making sure you get the best price by using the discount code KMC. That's 800-246-8751. Hi, Kevin McCullough. In this day and age, with all the worries, all the riots, all the violence, all the COVID, everything you're facing, it's never been more important to get a good night's rest. And you need every advantage in getting the deepest, most sound sleep you can possibly get. That's why I'm thrilled that my friend Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to make sure you can deeper, faster, and longer than ever before. That's why he's offering the buy one, get one free offer on the Giza sheets. That's why he continues to offer you the lowest price on the best selling pillow of all time. And all MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials for the buy one, get one free offer. That's MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials for your buy one, get one free on the Giza sheets, the special price on the pillows, etc. You can also dial 800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about what would happen in the event of a national financial downturn. And guess what? It's here. The markets have erased all of its profits since the last election. And in just a few weeks, you saw a bull market get wiped out completely. Are you prepared? Are you prepared to take even deeper losses on your paper investments? This is one of the reasons why I've been telling you, you need to get the information about the coming bail-in from David Fisher and Landmark Capital. You also need to be hedging some of the protection of your portfolio with things that won't go down every time the market gets a flutter. Paper always does, but gold won't. And that's why I'm buying my gold these days with Landmark Capital. Call them today and have them assess your portfolio. Figure out if you're protected. And if you're not, ask them how to get you on a plan to do just that. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Also glad to be back. It was an incredibly important week for me to just take the ankle biters and the lovely bride and to just escape. We went to the Outer Banks. It was an amazing thing. But I got to say that I didn't come back to a better world. And it is good to be back. I will be with you now through the election. We will not be away again until sometime near the end of the year. So grateful for the time away. Thanks to Joe Borelli and Frank Morano and Chef David Burke, who all filled in on different days. And great to be back in the chair. And great to have Alex behind the controls again. We've had to socially distance the studios a little bit in recent months. You didn't know that. It didn't sound any different to you on the radio. But we've had to do that, and glad that that's all beginning to turn around as well. Got a big show for you. We're going to talk to the campaign. Mr. Murtaugh's going to be back in the next segment. And, of course, it's Monday. We've got to keep our eye on the markets and what's going on money-wise. But my next guest is someone who I have never had the chance to chat with before, but have always appreciated her work when she kind of broke onto the scene as the conservative millennial. And she has since gone through a number of changes in her life. I believe there's been some additions to her family and other things that have come about in recent years. But she is the host of Relatable as a podcast. She's part of the Blaze operation. And she is also the author of the new book, You're Not Enough and That's Okay. Allie Beth Stuckey, welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio for the first time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
What do you love most about what you do day to day?
I love being able to change people's minds. A lot of people who listen to my podcast, it's mostly young women who care about what's going on in the world, but they're not quite sure what to make of the chaos that's raging all around us. So I have a lot of politically undecided people that listen, and being able to hopefully explain clearly what is going on in the world from a conservative biblical perspective, and then receiving emails from people who say, I never thought that way about abortion, or you helped shape my view of socialism being a bad thing, and things like that are probably the most, it's probably the most encouraging part of what I do. And I just love being able to break down and analyze all the craziness that's going on.
Sure. You can follow her on Twitter at Conserve Millen, Conservmillen. Allie Beth Stuckey is her name, and the new book is You're Not Enough, and That's Okay. Allie, big headline today. The president had floated this idea a couple of weeks ago, said he might consider it, made more rumblings of that late in the week last week. Turns out China believed him, and now Microsoft's involved. Are we gonna ban TikTok in America? And if so, what will millennials do at that point?
Well, I think it's probably more Generation Z. Millennials are pretty old at this point. The oldest millennials are about 40, close to 40 at this point. And so they've got, you know, mortgages and kids and all that good stuff.
They're not making music videos.
Not most of them. Some of them might be the younger end, but certainly Generation Z, you've got high schoolers and, you know, college age kids, that this is where they spend the majority of their time. This is even where they say that they've made a lot of connections, and some of them have even made a lot of money and gained a lot of followers from that. I think it's going to be really difficult to explain in the same way that it's difficult to explain to your toddler why they can't have dessert before dinner. It's just almost like the logic escapes them. And I think it's especially difficult when you talk about, okay, well, this is dangerous. China is stealing our data. There is a national security threat that comes along with TikTok. For a generation that has not been taught, for the most part, the dangers of communism and the dangers of privacy breaches, they are they're warm to communism. They're warm to collectivism. They don't see a huge problem in it for the most
right.
part. And they've also been raised with having nothing private. And so I think it's going to be difficult for them to understand. I personally think it's the right move, and I think that Trump should move forward.
Well, and there's obviously been the explanation from Pompeo and company that it's a national security effort. I don't think a lot of people understand exactly how big of a threat that is. But when you're talking about tens of millions of private citizens and passwords and locales that they frequent and all the other things that apps are now tracking on us. Allie Beth Stuckey, this is a major covert operation to understand and to fundamentally undermine life in America.
Yes, I think that most teenagers and most young people that are using this app not only don't really know, but even if they did know, they don't care, because they have grown up with all of their most prized possessions having the letter I in front
right.
of them. And so they've always had iPads. They've always had iPhones. They've always been able to share their location with people. Every app that they've had has been able to share their location. And they, you know, they haven't probably had any negative consequences because of that. So the idea of someone, of the government, of even the Chinese government, knowing everything about them, I think it doesn't scare most young people because their information has been basically accessible and ubiquitous forever. And so it's very tough, I think, to explain the threat that this poses, not just to people individually, but on a national level. I'm just not even sure they're able to grasp that quite well. So hopefully parents just do the parenting thing and say, okay, you don't understand this, but this is how it is, and this is for your own good, in the same way that parents have to do about a lot of other things.
Yeah, I see that in my own household more these days. My 10-year-old, for the first time in his 2 years that he's had one, my 10-year-old got grounded from the iPad yesterday for a week at minimum. And it's been hard. It's been hard because, you know, life is very abnormal, and the abnormal has become the normal. So when you've got everybody living in the same four walls and kind of, you know, there's no release valve from that. There's no letting your hair down when they're not, seeing every single thing that is happening. That tension can build. And I think that technology has been inseparable in terms of not only what the family has been able to achieve on some level in terms of communication and staying in touch and some of those things, but it's also taken us in other directions that have been less helpful as well. All right, Allie Beth Stuckey, thanks again. Get the book. You're going to be glad you did. You're not enough, and that's okay. Coming up, we check in with the Trump campaign. Mr. Tim Murtaugh is back with us, and then we will check the markets on this very busy Money Monday. Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, it's Kevin McCullough, and we are reaching a very important point in the COVID-19 crisis that most people in America don't know anything about. See, the COVID crisis in America has played out along one set of talking points. We must find a cure. We've got to have a vaccine. We need new therapies. We've got to make sure that reopenings begin, which is good. That's what America needs. That's how we will get our life back on track. And it's important for that to happen because of how the COVID crisis has actually interrupted the life of the third world. Well, wait a second, Kevin, what do you mean by that? Well, it's this simple. When the first world, Europe and America and the developed countries on planet Earth, began to experience the COVID crisis, the poverty that was already engulfing third world countries took a deeper and darker hold on all of them. That is nowhere more pronounced than in the Sudan region of Africa. In the northern Sudanese country, those who have been enslaved by northern Sudanese had their conditions become worse. Slave owners couldn't get as much food, so the little bit that they were already feeding to their slaves got taken away. They also got a harsher crackdown on not getting work done and more brutal circumstances like genital mutilation and starvation, sometimes poking out slaves' eyes who choose to disobey sometimes basic and abusive orders. Friends, these things have been occurring, and they continue to occur. But Christian Solidarity International, somebody that we have advocated for the last dozen years or so at Kevin McCullough, all things related to this broadcast, Radio Night Live, the Kevin McCullough Show, and all of our podcasts, one of the things we have been advocating for is the liberation of those slaves so that they're not even in the ownership of those slave masters any longer. See, they came to be slaves while the Sudanese civil war was underway. And when government powers brokered the peace and South Sudan was created as the world's youngest nation, it didn't address, none of the global powers addressed the continuing slave scenario there. Friends, we can make a difference, as we have in years past, by choosing to liberate slave by slave on an individual underground railroad negotiated basis, not trading dollars for lives, but trading something that is of value to the slave master, a vaccine for his cattle called Novidium. It will help his cattle survive through the harsh summer and weather extremes, and in exchange, they'll release a slave. CSI has been involved in this negotiation for dozens of years and have helped free tens of thousands. Over 100,000 slaves have now been freed. The vaccine costs about $50. And then in addition to that, CSI would like to offer every slave that is liberated what's called a bag of hope. It includes a tarp that can be turned into a tent. It includes a year's worth of sorghum seed to grow a coming crop. It includes a year's worth of sorghum grain to be able to feed themselves for the first year when they win their liberty. Friends, you can make a life for a slave know that freedom by just giving that gift of $250. They also get a she-goat to help produce some income for the family and gardening tools to help them on their way.
It is a wonderful, wonderful way to help someone who has been ravaged by the COVID-19 crisis. Would you help Free a Slave right now? 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. We need your help right now. 888-342-1010. That's 888-342-1010. You can also go to csi-usa.org.
Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Folks who have actually taken foreign assistance were the Clinton campaign 4 years ago. I mean, that entire shady dossier they put together was from a British spy. No, we're going to go and beat Joe Biden fair and square here, absolutely. But I think you should have asked the same question to two of his prospective running mates and Senator Duckworth and Karen Bass.
That was Jason Miller of the Trump campaign on the Sunday circuit, doing a number of shows, and he kept getting pelted with this question: is Trump going to interfere with the election? He didn't interfere last time. Why still? And then they're like, he didn't answer the question. He just said we're going to beat Biden fair and square. I don't know what the media is doing, but they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And I know that that's one of the reasons why you come to Kevin McCullough Radio every day. So glad to have Tim Murtaugh back with us from the comms department at Trump 2020. Tim, let me ask you real quickly, the big kind of, whisper headline that came out today is that the former White House press secretary, Joe Lockhart, is advising Joe Biden and the Democrats to avoid debating Donald Trump. Now, I've had pundits tell me off the air for the last number of months that they don't think Biden's going to show up for a debate. But this was the first time I had heard a Democratic official actually come out and say this. What do you guys in the Trump 2020 camp think of that?
Well, I don't think it's much of a whisper campaign anymore. I think that by Joe Lockhart coming out in public and saying that, it's out in the open now. And I think a lot of Democrats have thought that Joe Biden should stay hidden. We have Terry McAuliffe and Ed Rendell and other Democrats who have praised his strategy to this point of staying in his basement in Wilmington, Delaware, and very rarely coming out and not facing the scrutiny from the press corps that a candidate for president ought to undergo. And it's because the Joe Biden can't stand up to the heat. He would wither in front of questioning of the press corps of the nature that President Trump withstands every single day. And we know that Americans, we rely on what the sense of the American people is. Right. And Americans want to be able to see their two candidates for president standing side by side on stage and facing questions and expressing what their view of the country is moving forward, and also defending their own record. And Joe Biden has a terrible, terrible record to defend over 47 years in Washington. And his ideas for the future are those of the radical left. Everyone knows he's an empty vessel, and he's carrying the agenda of the Bernie Sanders AOC wing of his party. And, you know, he cannot stand up to the questions on that because the answers aren't very good. And even if he did have answers, it's questionable as to whether Joe Biden could actually articulate them. So, well, we have no doubt that he wants to avoid debating, but we're determined to see that the two men do stand on stage side by side.
I think they have to, Tim. I don't think there's any way that you can seriously go to the American people and say, elect me. I'm presenting myself for election, and nobody gets to challenge me. I just don't think, and to be candid, I think the way the polls look, I know there's several polls out today that show North Carolina and Georgia tighter than ever before. And Tim, I went back and looked at the numbers in 16. North Carolina is exactly in the same place that it was in August of 16. So I think that the polls are weighted significantly heavier in favor of Democrats these days, at least the ones that I'm looking at, 36% to 39% in some of them. And I don't know any population that gives you that kind of breakdown. Anyway, Let me move on to something else you guys are working on, and that is we're starting to see the campaign ads come out, and I've only seen a couple of them linked on social media thus far, but what do you got out there, and what do you like about them?
We have two new ads launched today, which I think are pretty powerful. They continue defining Joe Biden as an empty vessel, as I just talked about. He's a tool being used by the extreme left to advance the radical agenda. One of the ads, we call it Takeover. And it runs down really the proof that Joe Biden is a tool of the left, because he's going to raise taxes by trillions of dollars. He saw what Hillary Clinton did, and voters rejected her $2 trillion tax increase. So he figures, well, the only way to solve that problem is to double it. So now he's going to raise taxes by $4 trillion, grant amnesty to 11 million illegal aliens who are in this country illegally, and also cut police funding, one of these things that Biden is desperately trying to divert attention from. But, you know, he's too weak to stand up to the left wing of his party, the radical anti-police crowd of the type that we see running crazy in Portland and Seattle and elsewhere. And he's been forced to agree with them that, and actually he said it on videotape, yes, absolutely, he would redirect police funding to other areas of government program, government programs. And the other ad is called Cards. And this is one of those ones you see where there's a woman there and she's flipping through different cue cards, and it explains the message about how she's part of the silent majority. People who won't tell the pollsters that they're supporting President Trump, even though they are. And it's because she's afraid of what Joe Biden represents and the radical agenda that he's carrying for the Bernie Sanders crowd. So we think these are very powerful ads. We're running them in early voting states now, because we know that in many states, more than half of the votes will be cast actually well before Election Day. So that's our advertising strategy.
Very important. All right, Tim Murtaugh, Trump's comm department, thank you so much for updating us, and best wishes. Stay safe on the trail out there. Kevin McCullough, come right back.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough, and we are reaching a very important point in the COVID-19 crisis that most people in America don't know anything about. See, the COVID crisis in America has played out along one set of talking points. We must find a cure. We've got to have a vaccine. We need new therapies. We've got to make sure that reopenings begin, which is good. That's what America needs. That's how we will get our life back on track. And it's important for that to happen because of how the COVID crisis has actually interrupted the life of the third world. Well, wait a second, Kevin. What do you mean by that? Well, it's this simple. When the first world, Europe and America and the developed countries on planet Earth, began to experience the COVID crisis, the poverty that was already engulfing third world countries took a deeper and darker hold on all of them. That is nowhere more pronounced than in the Sudan region of Africa. In the northern Sudanese country, those who have been enslaved by northern Sudanese had their conditions become worse. Slave owners couldn't get as much food, so the little bit that they were already feeding to their slaves got taken away. They also got a harsher crackdown on not getting work done, and more brutal circumstances like genital mutilation and starvation, sometimes poking out slaves' eyes who choose to disobey sometimes basic and abusive orders. Friends, these things have been occurring, and they continue to occur. But Christian Solidarity International, somebody that we have advocated for the last dozen years or so at Kevin McCullough, all things related to this broadcast, Radio Night Live, the Kevin McCullough Show, and all of our podcasts, one of the things we have been advocating for is the liberation of those slaves so that they're not even in the ownership of those slave masters any longer. See, they came to be slaves while the Sudanese civil war was underway. And when government powers brokered the peace and South Sudan was created as the world's youngest nation, it didn't address, none of the global powers addressed the continuing slave scenario there. Friends, we can make a difference, as we have in years past, by choosing to liberate slave by slave on an individual underground railroad negotiated basis, not trading dollars for lives, but trading something that is of value to the slave master, a vaccine for his cattle called Novidium. It will help his cattle survive through the harsh summer and weather extremes. And in exchange, they'll release a slave. CSI has been involved in this negotiation for dozens of years and have helped free tens of thousands. Over 100,000 slaves have now been freed. The vaccine costs about $50. And then in addition to that, CSI would like to offer every slave that is liberated what's called a bag of hope. It includes a tarp that can be turned into a tent. It includes a year's worth of sorghum seed to grow a coming crop. It includes a year's worth of sorghum grain to be able to feed themselves for the first year when they win their liberty. Friends, you can make a life for a slave know that freedom by just giving that gift of $250. They also get a she-goat to help produce some income for the family and gardening tools to help them on their way. It is a wonderful, wonderful way to help someone who has been ravaged by the COVID-19 crisis. Would you help free a slave right now? 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. We need your help right now. 888-342-1010. That's 888-342-1010. You can also go to csi-usa.org and click on Kevin McCullough's picture. Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I say, is it all, oh, oh, oh.
Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
The two issues on evictions and unenhanced unemployment, we're prepared to do a deal for a couple of weeks while we negotiate.
That's Mnuchin and company. They're trying to get another stimulus deal done. Will they, even on a short term? It looks kind of doubtful because the, you know, unless they turn something around here the next couple of days, it's been kind of loggerheads in Washington, as so many things have been in recent days. And that brings us to Money Monday. Glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough. Glad to be back. Thank you to Dave Watson and Joe Borelli and Frank Morano and Chef David Burke, who all filled in for me. Dave Fisher was one of the regulars who made his appearance last week, even though I was away. And he rejoins us now to discuss these markets and other things. David, good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me once again. Welcome back from vacation, and I'm glad you had a great time.
Yeah, the family got to just soak in some vitamin D and watch waves for a few days. So it turned out to be pretty nice. Hey, let's talk about the markets. I was completely out of the financial loop last week. What's going on in terms of how things are performing year to date right now?
Well, you'll be surprised at this wave coming that happened here and will continue to happen. I'll mention that wave in a second, but to give the year to date on the Dow is down 7.7%, a little bit even lower than last week. S&P is about the same it was last week. Year to date, down 0.8%, slightly less than a percent. NASDAQ, the only index, up 18.9%, just shy of 19%. But the wave is gold, 30.3% up year to date. It's up another 5% this last week compared to the week before.
Wow.
Silver is the shining star, 37.6% up year to date. It's up almost 10% in the last week. And the number one asset class, we talked about gold and silver at the beginning of the year, leading the charge. I predicted that. It is doing that. And here's another fact that's a little bit disturbing. On the backside of this, year to date, equity outflows, in other words, money coming out of the indexes, amounted to $39 billion year to date.
Whoa.
Money coming out of equities. While inflows into bonds and commodities, gold, silver, are over $200 billion year-to-date, with a whopping $1.145 trillion going into cash, i.e. money markets. So that's telling us, the insiders, might like this rise in a few handful of stocks, you know, Google, Facebook, all those things. A lot of the money is going into commodities. A lot of money is going on the sidelines in cash, and 60% of the market is yielding less than 1% as of June 30th. So
wow.
At the same time, we're seeing negative global yields soaring in debt at $14.6 trillion, up from $11 trillion in just January. 3% of this investable bond market inverse today is yields more than 5%. In other words, only 3% of bonds are giving more than 5%. So the money that's going inflow in bonds is taking a big risk. Yeah, a lot of money is going into commodities. So considering that in the late 70s, when the bond market was in a bull, 75% of bonds traded were yielding 5% or higher. So we're in a very weird environment where most of the paper assets are not performing. Gold and silver are performing, and there's a big movement out of equities into these commodities.
Wow, that is just stunning. And Dave, I feel like I was only gone 1 week, but what happened? Well, and let's talk about that for a second, because money is coming out of the stock market. You just clearly talked about what it's doing. How are those stocks that are rising still on the upside?
Well, that's a great question. You know, stocks are rallying because the Fed is pushing money, free money. In essence, they're buying our treasuries. They're creating free money out of thin air, and it's completely doing that. As a great example, last Thursday, the U.S. reported the worst quarter ever for economic growth, whopping 9.5% contraction. You analyze that's almost 33%. That day, the S&P rallied on the news. So the news doesn't make sense. But the market is not focusing on the past. It's focusing on the future. And the future is telling us the Fed is going to print a ton of money, because last Wednesday, the Fed announced it's going to provide at least $125 billion in liquidity in the markets every month from now until 2022, early 22. So that tells us a lot of money is going to get printed. They've already printed $2.1 trillion. $3 trillion. They're going to do $2.1 trillion for sure in the next 18 months. It'll probably be more than that. So all this money is driving up the market because the Fed is buying the bond market, which bleeds into a few stocks that's causing it to go up. And buybacks in these tech stocks are at all-time highs. So that's driving the market. It's not real fundamentals.
Well, you've talked about it for the last several years that you've been on with me on Mondays. But, friends, if you're not seeing these numbers, you owe it to yourself to look them up, to see what's happened with gold over the last year, over the last 6 months, particularly 30% plus gains. There is no place else that I feel that is more trustworthy in how they deal with me by way of my precious metals than David's firm, Landmark Capital. And that's why I do all of my precious metals buying through him. Let me ask you this, and it's a little off script, Dave. Silver popped even more than gold this last week. Does that mean that silver is something that even longtime gold buyers should be looking at?
This tells us that we're going to have inflation. When we had the 70s, silver outperformed gold significantly, and we had an inflationary environment. And that's what Morgan Stanley came out and said, brace yourself for spike inflation. They came out, Michael Wilson, the guy who's predicted a downturn, and he talked about a downturn in the market in January, and I was quoting him, it happened because of COVID-19. He's now predicting, he's been really spot on for Morgan Stanley. Now he's predicting massive inflation. So we're seeing money act accordingly in going into silver. Silver has been less performing previous to about a month ago, and so it's playing the catch-up game. But this tells us, Kevin, clearly, with all this record-breaking money that the Fed is issuing, and they're committed to doing this, we're going to have a spike in both products, gold and silver. And analysts are coming out and saying now $2,000 gold right around the corner, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. Some are saying even $10,000. And I'm talking about very well-respected analysts, economists are saying the whole financial system that's based around the dollar is going to come in question. And now there's a big movement towards gold, and now especially silver, because inflation is coming. So get yourself diversified. It's a great asset to hold. Don't look back and say, I wish I would have bought gold at under $2,000 and silver under $25 when it's $35 or $40 or $2,500 or $3,000 gold. I hear that all the time. We're in a long-term bull market.
Yeah. And friends, like I said, there's no one that I trust more when it comes to buying my own gold and silver. I would call Landmark Capital today. I would jump on this. I would make sure that your portfolio is protected. 844-604-2575. The number one and two most performing assets in investments right now. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. David Fisher, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough, and we are reaching a very important point in the COVID-19 crisis that most people in America don't know anything about. See, the COVID crisis in America has played out along one set of talking points. We must find a cure. We've got to have a vaccine. We need new therapies. We've got to make sure that reopenings begin, which is good. That's what America needs. That's how we will get our life back on track. And it's important for that to happen because of how the COVID crisis has actually interrupted the life of the third world. Well, wait a second, Kevin, what do you mean by that? Well, it's this simple. When the first world, Europe and America and the developed countries on planet Earth, began to experience the COVID crisis, the poverty that was already engulfing third world countries took a deeper and darker hold on all of them. That is nowhere more pronounced than in the Sudan region of Africa. In the northern Sudanese country, those who have been enslaved by northern Sudanese had their conditions become worse. Slave owners couldn't get as much food, so the little bit that they were already feeding to their slaves got taken away. They also got a harsher crackdown on not getting work done and more brutal circumstances like genital mutilation and starvation, sometimes poking out slaves' eyes who choose to disobey sometimes basic and abusive orders. Friends, these things have been occurring and they continue to occur. But Christian Solidarity International, somebody that we have advocated for the last dozen years or so at Kevin McCullough, all things related to this broadcast, Radio Night Live, the Kevin McCullough Show, and all of our podcasts, one of the things we have been advocating for is the liberation of those slaves so that they're not even in the ownership of those slave masters any longer. See, they came to be slaves while the Sudanese Civil War was underway. And when government powers brokered the peace and South Sudan was created as the world's youngest nation, it didn't address, none of the global powers addressed the continuing slave scenario there. Friends, we can make a difference as we have in years past by choosing to liberate slave by slave on an individual underground railroad negotiated basis, not trading dollars for lives, but trading something that is of value to the slave master, a vaccine for his cattle called Novidium. It will help his cattle survive through the harsh summer and weather extremes. And in exchange, they'll release a slave. CSI has been involved in this negotiation for dozens of years and have helped free tens of thousands. Over 100,000 slaves have now been freed. The vaccine costs about $50. And then in addition to that, CSI would like to offer every slave that is liberated what's called a bag of hope. It includes a tarp that can be turned into a tent. It includes a year's worth of sorghum seed to grow a coming crop. It includes a year's worth of sorghum grain to be able to feed themselves for the first year when they win their liberty. Friends, you can make a life for a slave know that freedom by just giving that gift of $250. They also get a she-goat to help produce some income for the family and gardening tools to help them on their way. It is a wonderful, wonderful way to help someone who has been ravaged by the COVID-19 crisis. Would you help free a slave right now? 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. We need your help right now. 888-342-1010. That's 888-342-1010. You can also go to csi-usa.org.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Once again, and I cannot say this boldly enough, thank you to Dave Watson, Joe Borelli, Frank Morano, David Burke, all who sat in for me last week on the Kevin McCullough Radio broadcast, and I'm so thankful to be back with you. And friends, we've got a lot of work to do. We've got a long way to go until November. And before then, I think we're going to have to wage the war of the year to just get schools opened. It seems pretty enormously significant that Dr. Birx is contradicting the president on whether or not schools should open. And I know that the president is not happy about that. And everything that the CDC has produced thus far says that schools should open. So we're going to have to fight. But this is what it reminds me of, friends, and this is one of the reasons why I was so glad to just take some time out last week and just let my brain just kind of rest for a few days. Freedom is something that is never fully achieved. Let me say that again. Freedom is something that is never fully achieved. It is always dynamic. It is moving into the spectrum of being more free. It is moving into a spectrum of being less free. But it is never statically free. And what that means for you and I come September to get kids into school and November to get the president reelected, what that means is very simply we have to be willing to, A, tell the truth and assess what is happening around us in an honest way. Secondly, speak out against that which is running counter to truth. So when we see Joe Biden blatantly lie, when we see the Democrats blatantly boldly say they want to take more money away from you in the form of taxes, when they say it's not a human life that you're aborting, whatever the lie is, we have to be willing to say that. Tomorrow I hope to speak with Andy McCarthy, but he published a powerful column yesterday in the National Review. New evidence from new documents that have just been released show that Obama and the FBI and the Justice Department and Biden were not just, quote, investigating the Trump campaign, as they said in 2016. They were running a full covert ops operation on Trump himself. And if Joe Biden gets reelected, that type of super secret state police is going to be empowered right back again. So it's boiling down to something very simple, friend. If you want freedom, if you want a free life, if you want to move in the direction of freedom, in November, we're going to have to thrash Biden. Not just beat him out, not just eke him out in a couple of states. We're going to have to send the message that America will not be overturned by socialist leftist anarchists. And that fight starts now.